Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Leek. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rivera moves to third. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rivera scores. Smith moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Pierce reaches second base with a double. Smith scores. Landis goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goodman. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Goodman steals second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goodman moves to third. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Leake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Randy Jackson pinch hits for Gary Bell. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mudcat Grant now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Landis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Pierce hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Brown for a passed ball. Pierce moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 2 in the game. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rivera is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito strikes out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Leek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leek is 0 for 1 in the game. Leek hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith is hit by the pitch. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hirsel hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Grant covering, for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips now playing third base. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Power reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito is called out on strikes. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Power scores. Minoso moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Gene Leake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leake is 0 for 2 in the game. Leake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Perry now pitching. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Brown and he is out, Martin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Jim Perry. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearcel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearcel is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearcel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pearcel moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Umberto Robinson now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Pierce hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearcel who is chasing the ball. Pierce reaches third base with a triple. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pierce scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Brown to Leak. The throw back to home, and Aparicio is out at the plate. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Herb Score now pitching. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 4 in the game. Lawler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Strickland is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Leake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leake is 0 for 3 in the game. Leake hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rivera. Leake reaches second base with a double. Colavito moves to third. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Colavito scores. Leake moves to third. It's 5-2, White Sox. Carroll Hardy pinch hits for Herb Score. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.